Okay, so this room is the darkest room in the exhibition. So this is, as the wall painting moved from light into dark, this is the darkest part. And this room has six framed contact sheets by the artist Graciela Iturbide, the Mexican photographer. And it also has this tapestry from, we think, the 19th century. And we don't know where it came from or who made it. It's another one of these kind of anonymous objects. We know that it was made in Europe. We don't know where in Europe, maybe France or maybe the Netherlands. And it was brought here. By who? We don't know. But it's in the collection and it's beautiful. And I pulled it out. I'm very much interested in weaving and tapestry. And I'm trying to learn more about that and how to create my own tapestries and my own practice. And so it's something I'm thinking about a lot. You would think in Mexico I would choose a Mexican tapestry. There's such a rich connection here with the craft of weaving here in Mexico, obviously. But this one came from somewhere else outside of Mexico, so I thought it would be surprising or interesting to show it in a Mexican art museum, as it is a part of the collection. But the more interesting connection with the contact sheets, I began thinking about the grid. And so contact sheets are basically grids of film photography. And frame after frame after frame after frame, the artist selects and crops and chooses which frame that they want to work with. But I like that, I love that these contact sheets were all framed, like all of the, many of the images in one series were, the whole thing is framed, in other words. But it creates a grid, and then a tapestry is also made on a grid. You know, there's a warp and a weft as in the process of weaving. And so I thought the interesting connection could be made thinking about the grid here in this room. Also, this room, there's, you know, if you want to really see the contact sheets, you really have to walk up to them closely and examine them very, very closely because they're so tiny. So you really have to engage yourself, engage your body. And this tapestry, you know, it's so, so large, one wants to stand really far away from it. So I think the relationship of the body to the object here in this room is like sort of one of the other things I'm interested in.